it's quite a difficult way of working because the way we are, the way we're organised, health and social care services are organised in very, you know, separate camps. And, you know, we've each got our own organisational cultures and processes and systems. So it's really hard to get past that and just think about the individual. And that's going to take some years to achieve, I think. But the essence of it is really understanding the person and what they want to do with their lives, what their aspirations are. Not just saying, oh, do you need help to get up in the morning? You know, do you need help to wash and dress? You know, what is that about? What do people really want support with? What are they trying to achieve? And maybe getting up in the morning is part of a step along the way, but it's not. People don't live and exist just to get up in the morning, do they? So we need to change our vision. That's what's happening now, I think, across health and social services.